Okay, let's get into this then. You got to email us talk@b102103.com if you want to have a dilemma into us this week. Hi, Niall and Show. I listen every single morning on my way to work and I always think it's mad that people have such unusual issues. But here I am. I went on a date on Friday night with what I would call a decent looking girl. We went to a really nice restaurant as I was hoping to impress her. She showed up in an okay outfit, but she let herself down big time. I don't want to say what she does for a living as it will give her identity away. But when I saw her hands, I was so put off. She had writing on them, like notes to herself, I'd say. No attempt to hide it. I did notice as well she didn't have her nails done, so that's not great either. Can you discuss this with your listeners and see if they would agree? It looks so bad for a girl to have writing on her hands and show up for a date. I'm unsure of whether to ask her out again based on this.
Well, I've never, do you know what? I think that, like, I've never been one to write
on your
stuff
hands.
On my hands, but my other half does.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does. I think he...
Work stuff.
Well, he's hardly writing.
Like, it's his dinner, like his
remember,
menu.
Remember to tell Shona I love her. I notice sometimes when, I'd say it's at times of great stress when he's working and he's, you know, overwhelmed with whatever he has to do. And there are certain things, like, I feel like with Tom's job, he's a lot of balls in the air, basically, and he's juggling a lot of stuff. And for whatever reason, he writes it down. Just like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, would you not scrub that off? And, nope, I need that. I need to remember
that's
that
important
later.
Info.
So I'm not, like, madly put off by it. I wonder if this dilemma was written from the other way, would a girl message in and say, you know, I went on a date? Like, or is that part of the issue here, that, like, you know, you have this kind of expectation? I'm not sure, like, you're okay, so you're saying she's a decent looking girl, she showed up in an okay outfit, and as well as that, she didn't have her nails done. You're quite kind of critical of her
past remarkable
appearance,
about all
I
of
think
her appearance.
A little bit, and I wouldn't be mad about that. That said, like, yeah, okay, it doesn't look great to write on your hands, but are you going to write somebody off because they forgot to scrub a list? You know?
I do think it looks very unsightly on a guy or a girl. Yeah. I just want to say, I've just always had that. I'm like, yeah. Oh, you must get, is there somewhere else you could put that down in your notes or something rather than writing on yourself? And I'm saying this as someone who has tattoos, like, which is essentially marky writing on yourself in some ways.
I don't know. Yeah, that's permanent. That's
I don't know. I don't know. It certainly wouldn't put me off dating somebody. I would just say, put on some gloves.
Stop. You couldn't say that. But would you think that it was disrespectful? Almost the way he's saying it, like, that she showed up and she hasn't made an effort. And, like, it's not just the hands thing. Like, he's basically saying her nails weren't...
Yeah, look, that's
like,
a whole other
Tom
thing.
I don't think Tom would notice if my nails weren't done.
Oh, I've dated a few guys that would...
comment?
They would comment, like, oh,
no.
Wow. Yeah, comment on your nails.
Yeah, I wouldn't notice the nails, to be honest, but I would notice the writing on the hand.
Yeah, but would it stop you if you liked somebody?
If they're gorgeous and they're great company, no, you're going to keep going. But I would think it was, you could have washed that off before the date.
Yeah, but I'd also like to think that I'm going out with somebody even on a first date, and if they didn't like me, that they, like...
Like, you've come in here with your hands like that today. No respect for the show.
Like,
no
that.
Respect.
Do you want to describe what you say, what you see?
Well,
what
she
you
did
see.
The tan for Saturday and she looked stunning. Everyone will agree, that black leather dress. But unfortunately, we're in the remains stage of the tan now, so between the fingers. Ooh.
Okay, well, I'm not going on a first date. But if I was going on a first date and I happened to have these hands or whatever, like, if I thought that someone was going to then kind of put me down and say that I only looked okay and that I'm decent, like, there's too many things there that I'm like, oh, if you really like somebody, you would kind of look past it. And maybe, you know, after
it's almost like
date,
you had a
like,
checklist of the things to, like, mark her off on, you know, the nails.
If it was just the hands that we were talking about, as in the writing on the hands, but I feel like you've been quite kind of critical of her, and that's fine. Maybe she's not your person, but I don't think that people are going to say, oh God, she wrote on her hands, like, you know, break up with her.
Okay, let's get your thoughts. 0851029103. Okay, a couple of quick texts to start. Emma says, this girl definitely works in healthcare. No nails done, writing on her hand. Probably someone's obs or information relating to someone she's caring for. Jog on, boy. Fellas nowadays are hopeless. Sister.
Tina says, I think the problem nowadays is there's an expectation for girls to look like a Kardashian every day. I'm a mom. I don't have my nails done at all because I break them and destroy them. There's less emphasis on people being their authentic selves and not a clone to what we see on social media. This girl clearly isn't for him, so move on and let her find someone who appreciates her and isn't as judgmental as this fella is. She deserves better.
Okay, let's get some thoughts and some interesting thoughts coming in this morning. We're going to start with this, and it's Sharon.
Good morning, guys. I'm just listening to the dilemma there. And I agree with the person texting in or emailing in, because I went on a date with my husband yesterday and I showered and I cleaned up for it. I'm with him nearly 10 years. And like, I don't know, she didn't, it doesn't sound like she cleaned up or made any effort for the date. So it would be a no for me as well. As regards the nail thing, look, that's a girl's prerogative whether they get their nails done or not.
It is.
That's not for everyone. But the writing on the hand, she clearly made no effort to make a good first impression.
Okay, that's Sharon's thoughts. Jenna's coming at it from a different point of view.
Hey guys, how are you all? Happy Monday. I have the perfect word for this guy. He's just shallow. He's a shallow guy and he's looking for something that doesn't exist, Miss Prim and Proper and all things perfect. He's obviously an insecure guy because he is tearing down another woman for her appearance. Basically because she doesn't wear nails and she wrote things on her hands, and that's just who she is. Looks isn't the be-all and end-all of everything, and I think this guy sounds very young, and I think he has a lot to learn about life, and unfortunately perfection does not exist. And somebody might have their nails done, their hair done and look prim and proper, but might not be a nice person. She obviously felt comfortable enough to put the writing, leave the writing on her hand, because that is just a part of who she is and that's not going to change. And if you don't like that, then she's not for you. And if you're looking for someone that likes nails, well, then she's not for you. So to say she showed up in an okay dress, yeah, it's not a good vibe for you. And I just think that you should just leave this girl be and find someone that's going to accept her for who she is. And yeah, I just think you're a very shallow guy and you have a lot to learn.
Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you, Jenna. Can I just finish with this? It just came in from B. She said, I had a night out with a few friends years ago. The guy I was meeting rang to say he was on the way down. We were all going for a meal, and he asked, was it dress up or casual? Which I thought was very thoughtful of him. I told him clean casual.
Okay.
Dress up to me would be dress or suit. Anyway, he arrives on his bike in a club hoodie and jeans. I was mortified and a little annoyed, as his club hoodie was not appropriate for a dinner and drinks with my workmates that he had never met before. I was gutted because he's a very good looking guy and I wanted to show him off. Yes, it annoyed me, and he didn't make an effort at the time. But we are still together 16 years later and married. But it did upset me at the time. So
you love finishing with a happy story, don't you?
Well, it is happy because she's saying, like, I was a bit put off, but it didn't stop me from going on for the next date and the next date. And obviously, it all turned out okay in the end. Happily ever after, okay?
Thank you. Good night and God bless.